702, The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
All right, now time to catch up with news from around the world. Let's catch up with Adam Gilchrist in The Worldview. Adam, we'll start in Iran, a hacking crisis there, and Tehran is blaming another country.
Yeah, they are. They're pointing the finger, although without saying exactly who. But in the words of Iran's top internet policy-making body, it's an unnamed state actor responsible for a hack that absolutely paralyzed its petrol distribution network. Things are a bit different in Iran in the sense that they need government subsidies, it's government control of the fuel, and even just a sort of average taxi driver in Tehran would absolutely go for the subsidized fuel because they could save money that way. But all of that was laid waste. And indeed, I think yesterday I'd heard it was only 5 to 10% back. Whether it's completely back today, I don't yet know. President Ebrahim Raisi says the aim was to stoke public anger. Well, it certainly does that. There is nothing like a shortage of fuel. I speak from experience in the UK from only about 2 or 3 weeks ago. If you're short of fuel and there are queues at the pumps, boy, does it create anger and frustration, almost like nothing else. I don't even think sometimes Western shortages of food, I'm not talking about genuine hunger, are quite the same as shortages of fuel. But who did it? And can we blame a usual suspect? I mean, we're usually blaming Iran for something. So who is Iran blaming, I wonder?
Try shortages of electricity. That's what we are living with in this part of the world, Adam. And yeah, talking of state actors antagonizing each other, Moldova versus Russia on energy.
Yeah, again, energy as a weapon. And I suppose it always has been. Think about Hitler's need for the oil fields and Japan's invasion of various. I mean, there's always been a problem with energy. And as you just said, with electricity, Zimbabwe perhaps has sometimes seen electricity as a weapon, if you like. But Moldova, the poorest country in Europe, is worried about a lack of energy, and big time. They've always bought their gas from Russia's Gazprom, but the deal ended 8 weeks ago. Gazprom raised the price. Moldova can't pay it. Gas supplies have now been reduced. The Prime Minister of Moldova, Natalia Gravelita, has declared a state of emergency. And for the first time, Moldova has now bought gas from somewhere else. They bought their gas from Poland, or at least a good measure of it. But pressures are being applied. Russia is not taking this lying down. And for this little country that is landlocked and sandwiched between Ukraine and Romania, they've got big problems. But then, I guess, join the club, don't we all?
Gosh, I mean, if the Russians raise the price, what's their problem in an open market? That's a situation that could be worrying. Tell me about Germany and Austria and two-tier coronavirus rules.
Yeah, here we go. And it's sort of happening in both our countries a little bit about what you can and can't do if you can prove you've been vaccinated and particularly double vaccinated. And here we are in Germany, their famous Christmas markets in Berlin, which are fabulous. Yet they are talking about making it strictly a strict entry policy only for people who have been double vaccinated. The unvaccinated could be barred. Those looking to attend will have to show proof they've been fully vaccinated or that they've recovered from COVID. In fact, just taking a test saying, look, I'm negative, apparently that won't do it either, which is interesting and maybe worrying for some. Again, Austria has announced that they are considering, although they haven't yet done it, considering a lockdown that would only affect and only restrict the unvaccinated. Ooh. So can you imagine? Yeah, your next door neighbor can't go out, you can, or vice versa. The two-tier systems that are evolving are extraordinary.
Bring it on, I say, right? Bring it on. I mean, I'm tired of anti-vaxxers, quite frankly. And I think that would be the kind of thing that I think a lot of people should consider. If you're not vaccinated, stay at home. It's got my support, I can tell you. Adam Gilchrist, this morning's Worldview.